Whoa. All right. Hello. Recognize this voice? It's Nathan. Welcome to my podcast, name TBD. Characters 1, Nathan, me. I tried recording this in the morning, but I didn't have a lot of time, and I wanted to kind of write down some ideas to give somewhat of a structure to this episode number 1 of the Nathan Boulder podcast. That's probably what I'll call this. Okay, let's start with the reason I'm doing this. Well, Jonathan and I, we have a podcast. It is called the Method Box Podcast. And we do that, and it's more YouTube-oriented, whereas I wanted to have an outlet where I could just talk about whatever I wanted to, not necessarily something to promote via our YouTube channel or social media or anything like that, more for myself, because, one, I wanted to get better at having this conversation with a screen or, like, an audience that's not currently present. And that's fine. We can do that with the Method Box podcast, but we record Method Box podcast kind of sparingly, so it's hard to like get good at it if you're not practicing and chipping away at it every single day. So that's the main purpose behind this. It's really just a journal of my thoughts that I have at any given moment. I'm gonna try to do it every day, no promises. Again, I don't foresee there being a big audience for this podcast. If you discover it, you discover it. Congrats. But yeah, this is more for myself, so I can have a journal to look back on and remember different ideas that I had over this timeline or this segment of my life. So let's begin. Well, funny thing, today's June 10th. Last night, it was Sunday. Today's Monday, my day off of work. Last night, it was a pretty crazy day at work. It was a Sunday. I usually work at 4. I had to be there at 1. I got there early for some reason, and I decided to come at 12:45. And it was busy, nonstop all day Sunday. Usually how it goes at the kebab hubby. Narnia was kind of being bitchy. Jan was being Jan, being annoying and rude. But, you know how that shit goes. You just gotta turn a blind eye to that. Yeah, it was a busy day, but so after all that, by the end of the day, I was mentally exhausted. I think I got out at like 9, which is early, but I was checked out way before that. So I'm driving home, as I do. I have the music on. I have the windows down, even though I have the windows down and the AC on because it's super hot out here in LA. It was nighttime and it was 84 degrees. So I'm driving home, and I'm at this light, and I go to make a left turn. I get the green arrow. I make the left turn. I'm driving down the street, and this grandma, I did the math, because she's 71 years old. She's a Mexican lady. She decides to make a left turn as I'm coming down the street. She just goes for it. I slam on my brakes. Can't help it. Fucking T-bone the shit out of her. Yeah. That was last night. I got in a car accident last night, and, we pulled into the CVS parking lot, and like as soon as I opened my door and parked, like 5 people came up to me and they're like, yo dude, like that was totally her fault, what a dumb bitch, like she was just tried after the accident, she just like stayed in the middle of the street, like we had to tell her to come over and park, and she's like, it's this old lady, she didn't know, I don't know, she shouldn't be driving, but I hit her because she decided to make a left turn, and now my car is all fucked up. Well, the front of it is. It's not that bad, but I had to create an insurance claim. My insurance had just went down because I'm 21, finally, and it finally went down, and now I bet you it's going to go straight back up. That's always nice. So, you know, I wasn't, like, super mad about it. Accidents happen. I didn't, like, freak out or anything. I wasn't going to freak out on an old lady. Thank God everybody was fine. But, yeah, that happened, and that was shitty. What's next? Oh, right now we are in the middle of editing the Yes Theory video. Nick from Infinity Aquariums, he reached out to us. He wanted to install a tank over at 368, but because 368 is in New York and he's based in LA, they would have to have been in charge of all the maintenance and the upkeep of it, which would have been expensive, which because normally when Nick installs aquariums for other people, it's in LA because that's where his business is based out of and where he lives. So he's able to just make his weekly rounds and clean everybody's aquariums up. But he couldn't do that in New York. So 368 was like, nah, we can't do this. So that was that opportunity. Flash forward to like a month later, Nick, we get a text from Nick. He's like, same idea, but with Yes Theory. We say yes, obviously, no pun intended. Cut to eight actually separate days of filming at the Yes House, the Yes Theory HQ. We were there. It was cool to kind of see Yes Theory again after the last time when we did a collab with them with Cody. But originally their video was supposed to go out yesterday, the 9th of June. And, you know, we had all this footage. We were making it like a documentary type video. We had all this footage that we had to sort through and edit and basically make a story out of it. And we hadn't started it. And it was like Thursday or something. So we were basically going to have to kill ourselves up until Sunday to put out this video. Then we text Marshall. Marshall is their editor, who we had previously made a connection with and met at VidSummit. We're cool with him. He's like kind of our in this whole situation, because the Yes Theory guys, or MR, can be kind of, they can forget to respond sometimes. So we texted him, asked him if it was still good for Sunday. He said, yo, we're actually pushing it back to the 23rd, which was a breath of fresh air for us, because that means we can actually sleep. Yeah, so we've just been kind of taking it easy right now. We're still riding the wave of Armando collab that we just did about 2 weeks ago when Burke came out. We did like a 3-part collab in our respective channels, which was fun. We gained almost 2,000 subs. We started at 1,414. Currently, we're at 3,321. So just under 2,000 subs. I think we're like 109 away, if that math is correct. Yeah, so a lot's happening right now. I'm trying to think. I'm going back into Chicago in 2 weeks on the 19th for my cousin's wedding. It's going to be fun to be back in the Shy, see all my friends. Everybody's back for the summer. So hopefully I'll be able to see all my friends together, because that hasn't been possible yet. Usually D-Raf is the one that's out of town because he was on probation or whatever for getting caught driving with a bunch of weed on him. Anyway. We have a lot of videos in the queue right now. Like I said, that Yes Theory video. And then after that, we have, we just did that talk with Creators Offline. We did that with, where was that? That was in Irvine, California, at the Schiffer Chop Shop. We spoke alongside Connie I'm going to butcher her last name, Bielanski, I think it is, Alex Gassaway, and Colin and Samir, which was cool. It was kind of full circle regarding our year in review, which is another video we have to put out. But before we get into that, yeah, we spoke at this event. It was super cool. Creators Offline number 2, the first Creators Offline we went to in New York at 368, which was super cool to see that in the flesh, and even cooler to be a part of the next one in the many Creators Offline that are still yet to come. Yeah, it's cool because we are kind of like growing with Genki. We're becoming synonymous with Creators Offline. We're not becoming synonymous. I was going to say 368 is kind of becoming synonymous. Genki told me not to tell anybody, but you know what? I'm not even going to tell anybody. Whatever. Then our year in review video is coming out, which is going to take a while to edit because it's our year in review. And I think we're going to have Colin and Samir open that video because they're the ones that opened our year. And we got a shot with them at the Creators Offline talk, basically saying, oh, it's been a crazy year for you guys. So it's like really, really full circle. I'm a dumbass. I was sitting on these pair of NMDs, the Pharrell Pink Glow size 12 NMD shoes that like I bought for $200, and I finally sold them via StockX. And I printed the shipping label, dropped it off at the post office. And then I get an email this morning saying, yo, why haven't you shipped your package? And then I did some looking, and guess what? I brought a UPS package to the USPS. I'm a dumbass. So now I'm going to get 15% less than what I originally would have gotten for those shoes, which was already initially, like, I got $170 and I paid $200. So I was already losing money. But now, even top of that, I'm losing 15% more. And on top of that, I don't fucking know where my package is. Is it at the USPS though? Do I have to go and pick it up? Are they gonna like ship it back to me? Like, are they gonna bring it to UPS for me? Like, I gotta figure this shit out, you know? So that's that. Yeah, I really don't have much more to say. I will leave with one last thing because I wrote this down and it was kind of part of our talk and I wanted to incorporate this into this podcast before I leave. And it's a piece of advice for you guys. It's good to be mindful of things you want out of your life. Think about that. Think about what brings you true happiness and the things that you strive for. Even on the short term, even on the long term, I mean, be honest with yourself. It's going to take a lot of time to really sit down and think about this. And just know that this is nothing you have to share with anybody. It's more of like a personal truth kind of thing. So yeah, be honest with yourself and figure out what you truly want out of life. What brings you happiness? Even if it's something that like you think people would look down upon, write it down just so you know for yourself. I'll read you a quick example of something that I just quickly wrote down. I love the outdoors. Although where I would want my career to go would require heavy use of electronics, part of me would be okay with living in the woods somewhere in Colorado, away from the internet, living the simple life. I love learning through experience. Out of all my friends, I would be the one to do all the stupid shit, just for the story. I love documenting things via photos, videos, voice recordings, anything really. I'm obsessed with nostalgia, for sure. I like experiencing things with others, you know, when I was smoked weed and my friends didn't have weed, I would share with them because what's the fun in getting high by yourself? I want a wife, I want to be a father. These are all values that everybody should recognize and I recognize so you can, start figuring out what you want out of your life and you can start working towards those things because it's important to have kind of an idea of what you want so you can like set those buoys out there and start swimming to them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that will wrap up episode 1 of the Nathan Bolda podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you guys like this, honestly, I don't know who I'm talking to. Literally no one's gonna listen to this unless there's some kind of like in-app promotion via Anchor, like they just promote random podcasts that people make. I'm not gonna promote this at all and I don't think anybody's gonna see this. So peace on the streets, bros and bras.